House, please come back to order. Come to order, please. So we've not come to order yet. Members, please indicate their presence by voting. The clerk, please announce the totals.
31 members present.
Representative McLean.
May we have a very brief at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. Back to order, please. Order. If any member hasn't indicated their presence by voting, would you please do so at this time? Would the chief clerk please announce the totals?
38 members present.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, no members are excused from a call of the House today.
This brings us down to the invocation. The invocation today is by the pastor, Cheryl Fanero. Would the members please rise?
O my God, O my God, verily I invoke thee and supplicate before thy threshold, asking thee that all thy mercies may descend upon these souls. Specialize them for thy favor and thy truth. O Lord, unite and bind together the hearts, join in accord all the souls, and exhilarate the spirits through the signs of thy sanctity and oneness. O Lord, make these faces radiant through the light of thy oneness. Strengthen the loins and thy servants in the service of thy kingdom. O Lord, thou possessor of infinite mercy, O Lord of forgiveness and pardon, forgive our sins, pardon our shortcomings, and cause us to turn to the kingdom of thy clemency, invoking the kingdom of might and power, humble at thy shrine and submissive before the glory of thine evidences. O Lord God, make us as waves of the sea, as flowers of the garden, united, agreed through the bounties of thy love. O Lord, dilate the breasts through the signs of thy oneness, and make all mankind as stars shining from the same height of glory, as perfect fruits growing upon thy tree of life. Verily thou art the Almighty, the self-subsistent, the giver, the forgiving, the pardoner, the omniscient, the one creator. Abdu'l-Bahá.
Representative Gary Davis, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice for all. Representative Menard. Speaker, I move national unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
The objection, hearing none, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. This brings us down to the certification of the journal. Would the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the journal for the previous legislative day?
I hereby certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 106th legislative day.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House journal, as certified by the Chief Clerk, be approved.
The objection to certification of the journal is approved. The Chief Clerk, hearing none, the journal will be approved. This brings us down to introduction of guests. We have guests to be introduced today. And Representative Davis.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I have a constituent from Soldotna down. He's involved in many boards and commissions. He's with the EMS, Central Emergency Services Area, Steve O'Connor.
The speaker has three guests in the Taylor Gallery. Visiting with us today is my district chairman and friends of his, Bill Sykes, Bill Cobb, and Hugo Osterhaus. Other guests to be introduced at this time, Representative Martin.
Yes, Madam Speaker, I'd like to introduce a young constituent of mine who's acting paid today. The gentleman just walking forward here, Mr. Jake Phelps.
Other guests to be introduced at this time, There being none, if there are members on the floor that have not indicated their presence as being here, please do so at this time. Messages from the governor.
I have none, Madam Speaker.
Messages from the other house.
Dated April 24th, the Senate has passed and returned. House Bill number 268 amended an act extending the termination date of the Board of Dispensing Opticians and providing for an effective date. House Bill number 270, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Examiners in Optometry and providing for an effective date. House Bill number 271, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Public Accountancy and providing for an effective date. And House Bill number 272, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners and providing for an effective date. Dated April 24, the Senate has passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for Senate Bill.
The Chief Clerk would like to switch places with her assistant and let her read for you.
Thank you.
Senate Bill, or CS for Senate Bill number 7, Finance, amended by Senators Curtula, Little, Donnelly, Kelly, Pierce, Frank, Taylor, Miller, Sharp, and Halford, entitled An Act Relating to the Grants for School Construction, to Reimbursement of School Construction Debt, and to School Construction Bonds issued by the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance Committees.
CS for Senate Bill number 60, Finance, by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Making Appropriations for School Construction Projects and Making an Appropriation of $1,066,280 from the General Fund to the Department of Education for payments as grants for additional district support for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 1994, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance Committees.
CS for Senate Bill number 128, State Affairs, by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Legislative Audits.
State Affairs and Finance Committees.
CS for Senate Bill number 142, CNRA, by Senator Jacko, entitled An Act Relating to the Alaska Regional Economic Assistance Program and to Regional Development Organizations and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Madam Speaker.
This brings us down to communications.
I have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The House Finance Committee has waived the confirmation hearings for the following appointees: Commissioner Designee Paul Fuse and Commissioner Designee Glenn A. Olds. This was dated April 27th and signed by McLean and Larson, co-chairs. Finance Committee has considered House Bill 65, Financial Administration of State Government, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 65, Finance, with a new title, and with the following recommendations: do pass, McLean, Grusendorf, Larson, Brown; no recommendation, Martin, Navarre, Hanley, Terrio, Foster, Purnell; amend was McLean. The reports was signed by Larson and McLean, co-chairs. HB 65 has further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered CS for Senate Bill 145, State Affairs amended, position of State Medical Examiner, recommending due pass, McLean, Larson, Hanley, Navarre, Martin, Grusendorf, Terrio, Foster; no rec, 1, Parnell. The report was signed by McLean, co-chair. CSSB 145, State Affairs, AM, goes to the Rules Committee now. I have no further standing committee reports, Madam Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Madam Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions?
Citation honoring Bill Coleman by Representatives Willis, Carney, Cott, Senator Phillips, and Halford. Honoring Alexis Dalsfos, 1993 Alaska Spelling Bee winner, by Representative Green. Honoring Dr. Jane Feistemel, Dr. J, Educator of the Year, 1993, by Representatives Menard, Larson, Carney, Senators Curtula, Halford. Honoring Pat to him? Jelen, Wasilla Citizen of the Year 1993 by Representatives Menard, Larson, Carney, Senators Krutula and Halford. Honoring Rose, Palmquist, and Alley Award for Community Service by Representatives Menard, Larson, Carney, Senators Krutula and Halford. Honoring Jennifer L. Sabinski, 1993 UAA Athlete of the Year by Representative Sanders. Honoring the University of Alaska Fairbanks Mathematics Team by Representatives Davies and Bryce. Honoring Oil Industry Spill Response Readiness by Senator Krutula. In Memoriam Louise W. Long by Representative Willis. I have no further citations for introduction or resolutions, Madam Speaker.
This brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Introduction, first reading, and reference past bills.
House Bill number 298 by Representative Hudson, entitled An Act Relating to Procedures for Changing the Rate of the Salmon Enhancement Tax.
House Special Committee on Fisheries, Resources, and Finance Committees.
I have no further bills for introduction, Madam Speaker.
This does bring us down to consideration of the daily calendar. We are going to stand at ease for the House chambers to be set up for the joint session. Members should prepare to come back on the floor in about 10 minutes, about 5 till 11. Joint session, please come to order. During a joint session, it is customary for the President of the Senate to preside.
We're in the capital budget now, huh?
At this time, I will pass the gavel to the President of the Senate.
Will the joint session please come to order? The purpose of this joint session is to consider the confirmation of governor's appointments. Will the Secretary please call the roll of the Senate?
Senator Adams?
Here.
Senator Donnelly?
Here.
Senator Duncan?
Here.
Senator Ellis?
Here.
Senator Frank?
Here.
Senator Jackal? Senator Kelly? Here. Senator Krutula? Here. Senator Lehman?
Here.
Senator Lincoln?
Present.
Senator Little?
Present.
Senator Miller?
Here.
Senator Pierce?
Here.
Senator Phillips?
Present.
Senator Rieger?
Here.
Senator Salo?
Here.
Senator Sharp?
Here.
Senator Taylor?
Here.
Senator Jaroff?
Here.
Senator Helford?
Here.
Senator Jackal? 19 members present.
Will the Speaker please poll the members of the House?
Members of the House may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote? Clerk, please announce the totals.
39 members present.
The procedure we will use is to go through the order of confirmation, starting with the first page, the commission level appointments individually moved. We will then go to the boards and commissions. The initial motion will be for approval of the members listed to the particular board or commission. If there is an objection to a particular member, that member will be held to the next motion after the whole board is dealt with, and we'll go through the boards page by page in that order. Senator Taylor, would you make the first motion? Senator Pierce. The joint session is under call. Senator Duncan, while the call is being satisfied.
Been satisfied. Both House members are here.
They're here.
The call is satisfied?
Yes.
Senator Duncan, do you still wish at ease?
Yes.
Joint session will stand at ease. Will the joint session come to order? A further explanation on the joint voting procedure. We will vote The Senate will start off voting first, and then the House, and then it will alternate. But after the Senate and the House have voted, and the initial total has been announced, I will ask the Senate if any member wishes to change their vote. I will then ask the Speaker to ask the House if any member wishes to change their vote. And that will alternate, House voting first, Senate voting first, but you will have an opportunity to change your vote after the initial total. So the first motion, Senator Taylor.
President.
Senator Catula.
President, for quite some time, my question, I've been thinking to make one quick statement so that the whole body can think about it. We have here, say, an ABC board for confirmation, but it's going to take a constitutional change to put a railroad board, a $1 billion corporation, Alaska State Housing Board, or a permanent fund board before us. And I think the framers of this Constitution intended, if you look at the fact that we have a whole array of boards and commissions of much less significance, intended for us as a living Constitution to change from time to time and adopt a certain new and different boards for confirmation. And I'm absolutely certain in my mind, and I've talked to framers of the Constitution, that this is the case. So I think next year we ought to put in resolutions to put before the public the right to confirm those particularly multi-billion-dollar agencies. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Catula. By the way, I notice we have the First Lady of Alaska in the gallery. Welcome, and it's nice to see you. Senator Taylor for the first motion.
Mr. President, I move that Paul Fuse be confirmed as Commissioner of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development.
The question before the joint session is the confirmation of Paul Fuse, Commissioner of Commerce and Economic Development. Will the Secretary poll the Senate?
Senator Ellis?
No.
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Senator Jackal?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Catula?
No.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
No.
Senator Little?
No.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Rieger?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
No.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Jara?
No.
Senator Adams?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Halford?
Yes.
Members of the House may proceed to vote.
That's all right. Come on, sir. We'll do a total.
Does any member fail to vote? The clerk, please, box the roll. The clerk, please announce the totals.
26 yeas, 14 nays.
For a total of 37-23.
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote? Madam Speaker.
Any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Would the Secretary please announce the total?
37 yeas, 23 nays.
And so, Commissioner Paul Fuse has been confirmed. Senator Taylor.
President, I move that Frank J. Pruitt, Jr. be confirmed as the Commissioner of the Department of Corrections.
The question before the joint session is the confirmation of Frank J. Pruitt, Jr. Would the Speaker poll the House?
Members may proceed to vote.
Under
while
debate.
While the board is being prepared.
Well, under debate.
Representative Navarre, under debate.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know Mr. Pruitt. I think that he'll do a fine job. I think that he's shown great management skills in the past, and I look forward to his working on the Department of Corrections. And I'll also say that I think he deserves an opportunity to manage the department and to exercise flexibility within that department to do the best job that he can in reaching management efficiencies. That department has grown considerably over the years, and it's one that we really need to get a strong handle on. And having said that, I'll also say that the person who was nominated before, I think, also deserved a chance. Thank you.
The question before the joint session is the confirmation of Frank J. Pruitt. Will the Speaker please poll the House?
Members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote? Clerk, please announce the totals.
40 yeas, no nays.
Will the secretary poll the Senate?
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Senator Jackal?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Little?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Yay.
Senator Rigger?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Jara?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Donnelly?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Helfert?
Yes.
19-1 for a total of 59-1.
Madam Speaker, would you request a change on the House vote?
Any member of the House wish to change their votes?
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary please announce the total?
59-1.
And so Frank Pruitt has been confirmed as Commissioner of Corrections. Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Commissioner Glenn A. Olds be approved as Commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources.
The question before the joint session is the confirmation of Commissioner Glenn A. Olds. Would the Secretary please poll the Senate?
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Senator Jackal?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Little?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Rigger?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Jara?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Donnelly?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Halford?
Yes.
Total is 20.
Members of the House may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote? Would the clerk please announce the totals?
38 yeas, 2 nays.
And the combined total?
58-2.
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote?
Any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Would the Secretary announce the final total?
58-2.
And so Commissioner Glenn A. Olds is confirmed. Senator Taylor.
President, I move that Commissioner Bruce A. Campbell be confirmed as Commissioner of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
The question before the joint session is the confirmation of Commissioner Bruce A. Campbell. Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank the former Commissioner, Frank Turpin, for the years that he put in with the state. I think that he did a good job for the governor and for the state of Alaska, and I want to congratulate him on a job well done.
The question before the joint session is the confirmation of Bruce A. Campbell. Would the Speaker poll the House?
Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please announce the totals.
40 yeas, no nays.
Would the Secretary please poll the Senate?
Senator Jackal? Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Little?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Rigger?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Jara?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Donnelly?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Frank? Senator Halford?
Yes.
19-1 for a total of 59-1.
Any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary announce the final total?
59 yeas, 1 nay.
And so Bruce A. Campbell has been confirmed as Commissioner of the Department of Public Facilities and Transportation. Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Assistant Adjutant General of the Army, Brigadier General Sigrid E. Murphy, Jr., be confirmed as Assistant Adjutant General, Army, Alaska National Guard.
question before the Senate is the confirmation of Sig Murphy as Brigadier General, Assistant Adjutant General, Army. Would the Secretary please poll the Senate?
Senator Kelly? Senator Kelly? Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Little?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Rigger?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Jaroff?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Donnelly?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Senator Jackal?
Yes.
Senator Halford?
Yes.
Total is 20.
Will the Speaker poll the House?
Members of the House may proceed to vote. If any member fail to vote, will the clerk please announce the totals?
40 yeas, no nays.
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote?
Does any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Would the Secretary announce the combined total?
60 yeas.
And so, Sig Murphy has been confirmed Brigadier General and Assistant Adjutant General, Army.
Maybe I could just inquire. We've just been handed a resume for an individual that's on this list, and I have no idea who is distributing this. At least it's traditional in our body to identify who may be passing out materials.
What?
Senator Kelly? Thank you, Senator Kelly, and thank you, Senator Duncan, for bringing that to our attention. Senator Taylor, that brings us to the State Board of Public Accountancy.
That's correct. It's my intention to move the State Board of Accountancy, and then I will read the names. If any person has an objection to any one of the names, please so state the objection. That person's name will be placed on, will be removed from the main motion, and we'll vote on them individually.
And please speak up if you have objections, because if possible, we will adopt as many of these boards by unanimous consent as we can.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy be approved as listed. Elaine Dam, Kodiak. Charles R. Griffin, Palmer. Bruce J. Ogle, Anchorage. Gene B. Schmidt, Fairbanks. Bradley L. Schaefer, Sitka.
Are there objections to the confirmation of the members listed to the State Board of Public Accountancy? Without objection, the members of the State Board of Public Accountancy are confirmed. Senator Taylor.
I move the following members be confirmed by unanimous consent to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. William M. Bishop, Kodiak. Jane Perkins, Nome.
Are there objections? Without objection, the members of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board are confirmed by unanimous consent. Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent the following listed members be confirmed for the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors. Richard S. Armstrong, P.E. Anchorage. Paul E. Hartig, Palmer. William W. Mendenhall, Fairbanks. Michael H. Schwartz, Palmer.
Are there objections to the confirmation of the members listed to the Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors? Without objection, the members of that board are confirmed. Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent the following named members be confirmed for the Athletic Commission. Carolyn J. Mitchells, Nome. Sylvia J. Reynolds, Juneau. Gary R. Wilkin, Fairbanks.
Are there objections to the confirmation of the members listed for the Athletic Commission? Without objection, members listed to the Athletic Commission are confirmed. Senator Taylor.
I move the following member be confirmed to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association by unanimous consent. William E. Dam, Sr., Anchorage.
There is objection to the confirmation of William E. Dam, Sr. to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar. Who votes first? The question before the joint session is, shall William E. Dam, Sr. be confirmed to the Board of Governors of the Bar Association? Would the Speaker of the House poll the House?
Members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote, will the clerk please announce the totals?
25 yeas, 15 nays.
Would the Secretary poll the Senate?
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Little?
No.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Rieger?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Jarrah?
No.
Senator Adams?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Ellis?
No.
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Senator Jacko?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Halford?
Yes.
Thirteen-seven for a total.
Would the speaker request changes from the
vote? Any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote? Senator Kutula from yes to no.
So it's 37-22.
Would the secretary announce the final total?
37 yeas, 22 nays.
21,
excuse me.
And so William E. Dam Sr. has been confirmed to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar.
Point of order, Mr. President. I think she announced incorrect totals. It should total 16. It didn't.
Would the secretary restate the total?
37 yeas, 23 nays.
The total is 37-23. Senator Taylor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the following members be confirmed to the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers. Michelle A. Lofkin, Juneau. Jerry R. Mayfield, Anchorage.
Is there any objection to the confirmation of the members listed of the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers? Without objection, the members listed of the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers are confirmed by unanimous consent. Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the following members be confirmed to the Big Game Commercial Services Board. Glenn W. Fredericks, Anchorage. Paul E. Johnson, Elfin Cove. Scott Ogan, Palmer.
Are there any objections to the confirmation of the members of the Big Game Commercial Services Board? Without objection, the members listed for the Big Game Commercial Services Board are confirmed by unanimous consent. Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent the following members of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners be confirmed. Patricia G. Connors Allen of D.C., Juneau. I'm sorry. That's a degree. Patricia G. Connors Allen, D.C., of Juneau. There. Leroy D. Nordstrom, D.C., Anchorage. Glenn M. Rawls, Anchorage.
Are there objections to the confirmation of the members listed of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners? Without objection, the members listed of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners are confirmed by unanimous consent. Senator Taylor.
Move to ask unanimous consent the following member be confirmed to the Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. Bruce C. Twomley.
Any objections to the confirmation of Bruce C. Twomley to the Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission? Without objection, the member of the Entry Commission is confirmed. Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent the following members of the Board of Dental Examiners be confirmed. Kevin L. Gottlieb, DDS Anchorage. Carolyn J. Michels. Burton A. Miller, DDS Anchorage.
There's objection to Burton Miller. Senator Taylor, would you state the last name and then restate remaining if there are three remaining?
Right. Robert W. Robinson II, DMD, Wasilla.
Senator Taylor, would you state
the
motion?
I will now restate the motion.
To include the three without
right.
the one.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the following members be confirmed for the Board of Dental Examiners. Kevin L. Gottlieb, Carolyn J. Michels, and Robert W. Robinson.
Are there objections to the confirmation of the three members listed to the Board of Dental Examiners with the exception of Burton Miller?
Yes.
Senator Salo.
And I have a question, Mr. President. Is the Carolyn Michels the same person who's also being confirmed to the Athletic Commission?
I have no idea.
This is an athletic dentist?
Let's hope so.
Any member who has the answer, certainly, Representative Foster.
Yes, sir. She's the head of the Norton Sound Health Corporation in Nome. Real active in civic affairs on quite a few positions within the town, trying to improve the town, and she is, in fact, on both commissions, Mr. President.
Senator Sillett, do you maintain an objection to Carolyn Michael?
No.
Okay, the question before the joint session is, shall the members of the Board of Dental Examiners, with the exception of Burton Miller, be confirmed by unanimous consent? Without objection, those three members are confirmed by unanimous consent. Senator Taylor.
Thank you. I move that Burton A. Miller, DDS, Anchorage, be confirmed as a member of the Board of Dental Examiners.
Representative Menard.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I object to
Burton Miller being appointed to the Board of Dental Examiners. His philosophy on silver fillings and fluoride, and his belief on silver fillings that all silver fillings should be removed and replaced with a different material is not based on scientific knowledge. And I think, Mr. President, if that were true, I guess we could say that, you know, all of our silver fillings maybe is the problem with some of the activities that we have around here. but really, the studies by the U.S. Public Health and the UCLA scientific studies say that silver filling is an acceptable restoration. It has been used for a long period of time, and to say that every person should have their silver fillings removed is not adequate. Following up on that, fluoride has been a long tested and scientifically tested chemical for the prevention of tooth decay, and to say that it is not therapeutic and does not work is not based on good science. And I regret the tragedy that we did have in rural Alaska, where a person did die when it was not managed properly. But managed properly, it is a very acceptable treatment. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I urge the members to vote no.
Further debate on the confirmation of Burton A. Miller. The question before the joint session is, shall Burton A. Miller be confirmed to the Board of Dental Examiners? Would the Secretary please poll the Senate?
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
No.
Senator Little?
No.
Senator Miller?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Phillips?
Yay.
Senator Rieger?
No.
Senator Salo?
No.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Jaroff?
No.
Senator Adams?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Frank?
No.
Senator Jackal?
No.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Curtula?
No.
Senator Halford?
Yes.
6 yeas, 14 nays.
Would the Speaker poll the House?
Members of the House, proceed to vote. And a member failed to vote. Would the clerk please announce the totals?
7 yeas, 33 nays.
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote?
Does any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Will the Secretary please announce the combined total?
13 yeas, 47 nays.
And so Burton A. Miller has not been confirmed to the Board of Dental Examiners. Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent for the following members be confirmed for the Board of Dispensing Opticians: Pamela L. Dorr Cordova, Beverly J. Gilfillan, Anchorage, Patricia Hedges Gajos, Fairbanks.
Is there an objection to the confirmation of the Board of Dispensing Opticians members listed? Without objection, the members listed as appointments to the Board of Dispensing Opticians are confirmed. Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent the following members of the Board of Education be confirmed: Donald L. Fancher, Bethel; Stowell R. Johnstone, Anchorage; Judy L. Norton, Eagle River.
Are there objections to any of the members listed of the Board of Education? Without objection, the members listed of the Board of Education are confirmed by unanimous consent. Senator Taylor.
Distribute that. Will you please distribute to all members? I move and ask unanimous consent the following members be confirmed for the Board of Fisheries. Larry Edfelt, Juno. John Hansen, Alakanuk. Dick Jacobson, Sandpoint.
There's objection to Dick Jacobson.
Deborah Lyons, Petersburg.
There's objection to Deborah Lyons. Senator Taylor, would you try the first two?
If I could, Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent. I withdraw the original motion.
Senator Taylor.
And having withdrawn that motion, I place the following motion. I move that the following members be confirmed to the Board of Fisheries: Larry Edfelt, Juno, John Hansen, Alakanuk.
Is there objection to the confirmation of the first two members to the Board of Fisheries? Without objection, the first two members are confirmed by unanimous consent. Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask, so I'll just move that Dick Jacobson of Sandpoint be confirmed as a member to the Board of Fisheries.
The question before the joint session is, shall Dick Jacobson be confirmed as a member of the Board of Fisheries? Will the Speaker poll the House?
Members of the House may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Will the clerk please announce the totals?
37 yeas, 3 nays.
Will the Secretary poll the Senate?
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Little?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Rigger?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Jara?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
No.
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Senator Jackal?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
No.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Halford?
Yes.
16 yeas, 4 nays.
Does any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary announce the final total?
53 yeas, 7 nays.
So Dick Jacobson has been confirmed as a member of the Board of Fisheries. Senator Taylor.
I move that Deborah A. Lyons, Petersburg, be confirmed as a member of the Board of Fisheries.
Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in opposition to this nomination. During her tenure on the Board of Fisheries, Ms. Lyons has consistently favored the interests of the commercial intercept fishermen at the expense of the resource of all terminal user groups. She has not shown the ability to evaluate the fishing interests objectively. I have over 1,200 letters of opposition to Deborah Lyons' appointment. I was asked to circulate and make copies for everybody here. In the interest of saving a tree or two, I decided it was better to probably just show you. Alaska needs biased, informed representation. Unbiased, informed representation. Small slip there. Alaska needs unbiased, informed representation on the Board of Fisheries. Deborah Lyons has already served one term and proven she's incapable of this. It is time for change, and I strongly urge you to oppose her.
Senator Little.
Question of the previous speaker, Mr. President. I was just wondering where the letters of opposition are from.
Representative Mulder.
Mr. President, they come from throughout South Central Alaska and actually throughout all of Alaska. Many of you received information which demonstrates the fact that she's opposed not only by sport fishing interest groups, but also by commercial fishing interest groups, as well as several native or corporations and interests throughout the state.
Representative Grusendorf.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I like the first comments of the former, or the last speaker here, talking about bias. And it seems to come pretty much from the Kenai Reds fishery where the problem comes out. Now, if Ms. Lyons had any criticism of her, is the fact she's probably one of the few people that sits down and reads the packet of information that she receives. And in trying to balance the interest of the sportsmen, which I think the bulk of the petition would show that these are the people of the sport fishing industry, with subsistence in the commercial fisheries, with a very complicated problem like the Kenai River problem with the Reds, it becomes very difficult to sort out, and naturally people are going to be unhappy. Yes, commercial fishermen sometimes are mad at Ms. Lyons. Yes, the sports fishermen are sometimes mad at Ms. Lyons. And yes, so are the subsistence users sometimes mad at Ms. Lyons. Why? Because she does her job. Thank you.
Representative Mack.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also need to rise in support of Deborah Lyons for this position. I think the previous speaker from Muldoon also was accurate in his first statement that the board needs biased representation, because that, Mr. President, exactly what's happened in these halls for the last several days. There's been a witch hunt going on against Ms. Lyons, primarily from one interest group in the state. And I also agree with the member from Sitka that this individual, first of all, is the only woman on this board. Second of all, she's probably the one person that does her homework. She spends a lot of time reading over the complex issues, and she does do her work. She asks many, I've observed her for several years on the Board of Fish. She asks the difficult questions that other people are too scared to ask. She brings out the necessity to have proper debate and deal with the controversial issues, and I have seen opposition from both sides to this person, and I've seen lots of support on both sides of every issue for this person. I would suggest to you that this person is probably doing their job and is not in the pocket of any one interest group in this state. So, you know, I'm just wondering when we're going to get into the habit of removing people with experience from these boards and just put in token representatives of interest groups. Now, Mr. President, I need to clarify my remarks. Of course, I'm a commercial fisherman. This individual, I haven't looked at all the devote tolls, but even if she was a supporter of commercial fishing interests in the state, is that bad? I don't think so. The board is made up of many different people from different backgrounds. And we haven't gone, and commercial fishermen interest groups haven't gone on witch hunts against people that are appointed to represent sport fish interests or subsistence interests or other interests that exist in the state. So why are we doing this now? I would suggest to you, Mr. President and Madam Speaker, that this individual is extremely qualified. She's extremely knowledgeable. She's a great asset to the state of Alaska, and I consider this nothing but a total witch hunt to get rid of somebody who's here in the best interest of public policy.
Representative Davies.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in objection to this nomination, and I also rise in objection to the characterization of the campaign, which it clearly has been a campaign against her, as a witch hunt. I think it's been based on a statewide dissatisfaction with this person's votes on the commission, on the board. I received objections to this person when I was an assembly member in Fairbanks before this campaign began. There are many people, subsistence fishers, commercial fisher people, and sports fishermen in my district that have objected to the way this person has voted. The main objection has been with the intercept fisheries issue and an inability apparently to bring the biological issues that relate to that intercept fishery to bear on the Yukon fishery in a meaningful way. I also personally object based on the answers that we received in front of the House Resources Committee. I don't believe when the questions about the Kenai fishery were asked that we received a straightforward answer.
Senator Taylor.
Deborah Lyons was appointed by Governor Cooper. That's how she got on the board. I said Deborah Lyons was appointed by the previous administration, Governor Cooper. She was certainly someone that was strongly supported in her community. The community is Petersburg, Alaska. She is a commercial fisherman herself. As has been pointed out, she has taken some strong stands. I guess maybe what we're telling all of our boards and all of our commissions are, don't take strong stands. Be a little waffle in the corner. We see a lot of that. Maybe that's the way you get by and get retained. Now, if you can imagine a lady that's so competent, she gets appointed by the Cooper administration, and then the Hickel administration also finds her to be an adequate person to put back on the board, that alone is a pretty unique person. Did she vote on the Kenai question? Yes, she did. Did she vote on false pass? Yes, she did. Is she a commercial fisherman? Yes, she is. And I firmly believe that she, if she is rejected today, will be rejected solely because she's not a sport fisherman and she didn't roll over. I'm supporting the lady, and I hope others will too, just for the question of integrity, if nothing else, on our board.
Further debate? Senator Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, if my vote makes a difference today, it won't be because of those reasons. It'll be because of the poor performance in committee. She didn't answer our questions. She was very evasive on the subject of the Kenai fishery. I also feel that the testimony from the people I've talked to, it's been overwhelming from my communities. The unsatisfaction with her performance, this representation that she's somehow open-minded is not the understanding I get from most of the people I've talked to about her, that she's very closed-minded, votes absolutely solid line one way despite what the merits of the issue are, the facts that are presented to her. And that's why I'm voting the way I am against her.
The question before the joint session? Excuse me, Representative Navarre.
I just have to make one comment with respect to the Kenai River fishery, and anybody who tries to avoid a question on that is probably doing the wise thing, because you can't win on that issue. You make enemies no matter what way you do, and having someone come before the body and having people sitting both in the audience and on the committees waiting to jump down your throat probably lends itself to caution. I've seen people in both confirmation hearings and otherwise get taken to task by members of the legislative body for no good reason other than they answered too candidly. And so I think that what we do in this body is by our actions and by the way that we sometimes treat people who come before our committees for testimony is we drive people to the point where they want to be very cautious with the way that they answer questions. So I don't think that should be counted as marks against her.
The question before the joint session is, shall Deborah A. Lyons be confirmed as a member of the Board of Fisheries? Will the Secretary please poll the Senate?
Senator Little? Senator Little? Senator Miller?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Phillips?
Nay.
Senator Rieger?
No.
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
No.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Jara?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Ellis?
No.
Senator Frank?
No.
Senator Jackal?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Kutula?
No.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
No.
Senator Halford?
No.
16 yeas, 14 nays.
Will the Speaker please poll the House?
Excuse me.
Six
yeas, 14 nays.
6 yeas, 14 nays. Will the Speaker please poll the House?
Members of the House may proceed to vote. If any member fail to vote, would the clerk please announce the totals?
6 yeas, 34 nays.
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote? Senator Duncan, from nay to yay. Does any other member of the Senate wish to change their vote?
Does any member of the House wish to change their vote? Representative Palmer, switching from nay to yay. Any other member wish to change their vote?
Will the Secretary please announce the combined total?
Yay.
46 nays.
So Deborah A. Lyons has not been confirmed to the Board of Fisheries. Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent the following members of the Board of Game be confirmed. Jack Diedrichson.
Jack.
Susan Etzminger.
Jack.
Roger Huntington.
Jack.
Ernest E. Polly.
Jack.
Ann K. Ruggles.
Jack.
I think I'll restate that motion.
Senator Duncan?
Just a point of inquiry here, so that I think the whole body can understand what, so we can all understand, at least so I can understand what's going on. We have five appointees before us. How many vacancies are there?
Four, Senator Duncan.
Okay, so there's four vacancies, and as my understanding is that the conflict is between Jack Diedrichson of Palmer and Ernest E. Polly of Juneau. What is your intent here? Are you going to move? What if all five get confirmed? It doesn't sound likely, but what if...
I think that would be up to the governor.
So your intent is to move all of them, no matter what happens?
Mm-hmm.
And then let the governor resolve that conflict? He did a good job when he sent them down.
With consent of the body, I would withdraw my motion and ask to restate it.
Senator Taylor.
Restating the motion, I move that Jack Diedrichson Palmer be confirmed as a member of the Board of Game, and I object.
Thank you, Senator Taylor.
I have one other thing I needed to say for the members. The resolution of the Alaska Board of Game dated 19 March 1993, where a unanimous vote, 7-0, I'm the one who distributed it. I'm the one that's got 900 people out of work in Ketchikan today.
Senator Rieger. Will the joint session please stand at ease? We are under a call. Will the joint session please come back to order?
Who's Mike going to use?
Holbrook's.
Okay.
The joint session is under a call. We'll continue the debate while the call is being satisfied. The question before the joint session is confirmation of Jack Dietrichson, Board of Game. Speaker Barton.
Mr. President, prior to the time that we stood at ease, the Majority Leader of the Senate has stood and made remarks about the confirmation of Mr. Dietrichson, and in fact distributed a handout to all members of the body. In those remarks, I think he should have reflected back to the remarks that he made on the Board of Fisheries. If in fact you're saying that a Board of Fishery person should be confirmed because of, quote, not rolling over, I think he said, for decisions of the public, then what he's saying, that all members of the Board of Game should roll over from the timber in Southeast, I do not believe that you can have it both ways. As it relates to Mr. Dietrichson, it is my belief that he was properly sent down to this body by the governor. We have three boards that once a name has been proposed, they can only be removed for cause. I do not believe that the cause has been shown in the case of Mr. Dietrichson. Therefore, I would recommend his confirmation.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have five names up. I will be voting against four of them. I will be voting for one individual, Mr. Polly. The reason I will be voting for him is because he has not yet taken a seat on the board, or he has just in the last 20 days. The reason I'll be voting against the other four is some of the politics that have gone on the game of board, gone on. One of the things that they have passed a resolution, basically getting into the timber fight with the environmental groups and the timber industry. This is the same game board which was so upset when the tourism groups got involved in the wolf issue. But they didn't see anything wrong in getting involved in the timber issue. I believe there was a lot of politics going on in the game board when they passed a resolution opposing elk transplant and moose farming. I believe there was a lot of politics going on in the game board when they passed a regulation allowing for an open season on elk in the state of Alaska. I believe it was because they were mad at a particular senator for introducing elk's transplant bill. It seems that they have followed blindly Fish and Game because Fish and Game was upset about this particular bill. And I think that these individuals have shown no leadership on the board, and the only board I'd vote for them is the Board of Sheep because that's what they are.
Further debate on the confirmation of Jack Dietrichson. Senator Crotula.
Mr. Chairman, the observations of the predecessor speaking were entirely unnecessary. If the legislature in its wisdom wants to manage Fish and Game, be about it. You'll be here the 360 days. We've assigned the management of game resources and the fishery resources to two boards, essentially, with the support, backing of people that we fund and give some direction in that manner, the agency of Department of Fish and Game. Jack Dietrichson is a distinguished Alaskan. He was a fine biologist. He handled major areas of this state in management of game resources. Many of the time that I argued with him, including cow moose arguments, but he was always above board. He always used the best scientific knowledge available in his remarks and in his rebuttals. And quite frankly, he's a very, very competent guy. He was appointed for that competence, not because of any political chicanery or reason. And quite frankly, again, it'd be a mistake not to confirm him. Jack's a good man. Good Alaskan, has got a lifetime in this business, and he knows a lot more about it than I do, and I want a game board to know something about the business that they're transacting.
Further debate on the confirmation of Jack Dietrichson. Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Diedrichsen, along with his cohorts, voted on the resolution that I passed out. As far as we can tell, no one had asked for the resolution at the game board. Now, for those of you who have districts where all your people are working, and they have not decided to invade your district yet with their great wisdom, then you probably won't be too upset about these appointments. Why don't they come into the valley and suggest to my good colleague that any coal mining at Wishbone Hill is going to upset some little critter they're worried about, and therefore it should not occur. And they start sending resolutions out about that one. Maybe we wait until this board decides there shall be no more oil drilling any place in the state of Alaska, and then let's see how many people in righteous indignation find reasons to vote against these people. Well, they've stuck their oar in my district, uninvited, and I'm sitting here today with 900 people out of work at Ketchikan Pulp Company because they can't get enough trees to keep that mill alive. Funny that my game board forgets that half of Southeast Alaska right now is locked up in wilderness because of biologists just like them, where they are not managing any game. They're not doing anything for the people of Alaska. How did they forget that half of the 16 million acres that make up Southeast Alaska is their private preserve right now for all their little critters? Isn't that interesting that they have to now come out of the woodwork with no request and endorse a policy that is so controversial it's not even been accepted by the U.S. Forest Service where their biologist brought it from? These are the exact same words that showed up on CNN on a live interview with one of our Habitat Division fish and game biologists, being quoted totally out of context. This is the fella, by the way, my good friend from Craig will remember. This is the fella who told the national news media that if logging continued on Chichagof Island, we wouldn't have any more grizzly bears or wolves on Chichagof Island. Hey, wake up and smell the roses. There aren't any wolves on Chichagof Island. So when that was pointed out to him, he wrote a memo to his boss. You know what he wrote to his boss? He said, I was misquoted. I meant to say Prince of Wales. The representative from here, who is here today with us from Prince of Wales, can tell you that he's lying there too. Because there are no grizzly bears on Prince of Wales Island. How much are we paying this biologist? My suggestion, folks, is if you want these people coming into your district, confirm this guy. I can't.
Representative Finkelstein.
Thank you, Mr. President. I too am planning to vote no on this member, and I want to disassociate myself from the marks of the previous speaker. I don't get many chances to, never did get many chances to vote along with him and never took them in the past, so. And all I'd say on these remarks is, you know, these folks are doing their best on the biology, and I think I will save those remarks for later because we have other Board of Game members. The problem here is, and the chair of the House Resource Committee handled this issue very well, the problem is there's two appointed for the same seat. The governor's choice in his attempt to balance this board, which is a very tough situation, as you can imagine, with regional issues, with other issues affecting them. The governor's choice was another person, and I'd urge members to vote no.
The question, Representative Menard.
Yes, Mr. President. As a point of information for the body, I'd just make a note that there was a train derailment at Talkeetna, and fuel and toxic fumes have been released, and DEC is working on the site, and will keep us informed. Back to the issue on hand is that I've known Jack Diedrichsen for many years. I find him to be a very competent biologist. He has worked for the state of Alaska for, I believe, 20 some years. I believe his decisions that he did make on in the local area and some of them that I did not agree with on the cow moose issue and other biology issues, I found him to be very knowledgeable, very straightforward, and an excellent biologist. And I think he would be an excellent member of the Board of Game, and I'm supporting his nomination.
Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I only rise to suggest that this person could be in serious jeopardy because he does his homework and is qualified and does a good job on this board, if that's consistent.
The question before the joint session.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, want to rise and give my support to Mr. Dedrickson. I've known him for a long period of time, and I think my senator and the representative from Rural Mat-Su summed up our feelings in general, and I'd like everyone to know that he's one of the friends I still have left, and I appreciate support.
The question before the joint session is, shall Jack Dedrickson be confirmed as a member of the Board Game? Madam Speaker, would you poll the House?
Members of the House, proceed to vote. If any member failed to vote, would the clerk please announce the totals?
Representative Bundy needs to vote.
Representative Bundy?
22 yeas, 18 nays.
Would the Secretary poll the Senate?
Senator Miller?
No.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Phillips?
Yeah.
Senator Rigger? Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
No.
Senator Jara?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Donnelly?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Senator Jacko?
No.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Little?
No.
Senator Halford?
Yes.
13 yeas, 7 nays.
Does any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary announce the total?
35 yeas, 25 nays.
And so Jack Dedrickson has been confirmed as a member of the Board of Game. Senator Taylor.
I move that Susan Hensminger Toke be confirmed as a member of the Board of Game, and object.
The motion before the joint session, it shall Susan Hensminger be confirmed as a member of the Board of Game. Will the Secretary poll the Senate?
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Rigger?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
No.
Senator Jara?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Donnelly?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Senator Jacko?
No.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Little?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
No.
Senator Halford?
Yes.
16 yeas, 4 nays.
Would the Speaker poll the House?
Members of the House, proceed to vote. Any member failed to vote?
I did.
Would the clerk please announce the totals?
34 yeas, 6 nays.
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote?
Does any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Madam Secretary, the total?
50 yeas, 10 nays.
And so Susan Hensminger has been confirmed as a member of the Board of Game. Senator Taylor.
Mr. President, I move that Roger Huntington of Galena be confirmed as a member of the Board of Game. And object.
Representative Hoffman.
Yes, I rise in support of Roger Huntington. I know him, and he does participate in hunting, and I think that he would continue to be a great asset on the board, and urge members to support him.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. President, I also rise in support of Roger Huntington. I've known the Huntington family for many years. His wife is a lifetime friend of mine. The Huntingtons have been on the Board of Game for many, many years and represent the people of a wide, wide area of Alaska that we sometimes have a hard time getting very good representation from, and I just urge this body to support this nomination.
Further debate on the confirmation of Roger Huntington? Senator Curtula.
Yeah, indeed.
from our far corner of Alaska. We support Roger Huntington.
The question before the joint session is, shall Roger Huntington... Representative Nicolai.
I also rise in support of Roger Huntington. He is a personal friend of mine, and he is also a hunter and a trapper, and very knowledgeable of the game throughout Alaska, and is very capable of representing all interests on this board. I urge the body to support his confirmation. Thank you.
Representative Bundy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to voice my support as well. I've known the family for a number of years, and I have every confidence in Roger.
The question before the joint session, shall Roger Huntington be confirmed to the Board of Game? Will the Speaker poll the House?
Members of the House, proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote?
For the yeas, no nays.
Will the Secretary poll the Senate?
Senator Phillips?
Nay.
Senator Rieger?
Yes.
Senator Salo? Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
No.
Senator Jaroff?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Donnelly?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Senator Jackal?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Kurtula?
Yes.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Little?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
No.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Halford?
Yes.
17 yeas, 3 nays.
Any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary announce the total?
57 yeas, 3 nays.
And so Roger Huntington has been confirmed as a member of the Board of Game. Senator Taylor.
I move that Ernest E. Pauley Juno be confirmed as a member of the Board of Game.
Question before the joint session, shall Ernest E. Pauley Juno be confirmed as a member of the Board of Game? Will the Secretary poll the Senate?
Senator Rieger?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Jara?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Donnelly?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Senator Jackal?
No.
Senator Kelly? Senator Kurtula?
Yes.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Little?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Yay.
Senator Halford?
Yes.
19 yeas, 1 nay.
Will the Speaker poll the House?
Members of the House, proceed to vote. Did any member fail to vote? The clerk please announce the totals.
32 yeas, 8 nays.
Does any member of the Senate wish to change their vote?
I desire to change my vote, Mr. President. Yes.
Senator Kurtula from yes to no.
Any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Senator Donnelly?
Yeah, I also like to change my vote from yes to no.
Senator Donnelly from yes to no.
Does any member of the House wish to change their vote? Representative Menard.
Yes,
they do. Will the Secretary please announce the total?
I have 48 yeas, 12 nays.
And so Ernest E. Pauley has been confirmed to the Board of Game. Senator.
Mr. President, I'd just like to inquire. We confirmed the first individual for that position. It seems like at that point in time, there really wasn't an opening on the board anymore. Are there opinions as to what the current constitutional status of that appointment is now? That's why I changed my vote from yes to no, because I don't think that names would be properly before us once we've confirmed the earlier name. I wasn't a vote on the merits of Mr. Pauley at all. It was a vote on just the constitutional ramifications of that.
Senator Donnelly, we had some initial discussion on that question. The governor sent us both names initially, and we allowed us how we would deal with both questions, and the governor will sort out whatever his legal department tells him to, I assume.
Well, Mr. President,
I do think that it's important for us in the future to possibly as a body take a position on that issue. Because once we confirm the earlier individual, there's no longer an opening available to seek to confirm. And I do think that possibly we should discuss that as a group at a later time and reach a resolution on that. It shouldn't just be left to the governor. There's a clear separation of powers question here.
Senator Taylor.
I'm just going to go ahead and I think the chair has already ruled in essence on that. I don't have a point of order debate.
Mr. President.
Point of order.
That's a ruling. I'm going to object.
Madam Speaker.
Mr. President, I conclude the same reasoning as Senator Donnelly. The Title 24 boards, once a name has been set down by the governor, he cannot remove that person except with cause. He did not remove Diedrichson with cause. That was the only name that was legally before us. That is the position I take.
Point of information.
Representative Davies.
It's my understanding that while the first appointment was made to the board, that his name was never sent to us for confirmation. Is that correct?
Senator Taylor?
The gentleman was certainly sent to us for confirmation. That's why he is before you. Each of the arguments raised by my good colleague from both the Senate and this body are probably things that needed to be considered before the vote was taken, and there was adequate opportunity for debate on this individual and questions to have been raised. Once the vote has been taken on the individual, the issue is moot. We are past that point. Unless people are actually asking, in fact, to vote to rescind our vote on the previous confirmation because of the issues that you've raised. I didn't hear that motion made. Therefore, Mr. President, I move that Ann K. Ruggles Fairbanks be confirmed as a member of the Board of Game.
Okay, the question before the joint session is a confirmation of Ann K. Ruggles of Fairbanks. And Senator Donnelly, if you wish to move a rescinding motion, I will come back to you. It's not that Senator Taylor had the floor. The question before the joint session is a confirmation of Ann K. Ruggles to the Board of Game. Is there debate? If there's no debate, Representative Davies.
Mr. President, I just want to rise in support of this nomination. I believe that this nominee was far and away the most impressive nominee before the House Resources Committee. I believe that she demonstrated a solid biological knowledge of the issues and also a sound understanding of the politics of the issue that the board inevitably finds itself in. I think that we couldn't find a finer appointment.
The question before the joint session is, shall Ann K. Ruggles be confirmed to the Board of Game? Would the Speaker please poll the House?
Members of the House, please proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk please announce the totals?
37 yeas, 3 nays.
Would the secretary please poll the Senate?
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
No.
Senator Jara?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
Yes.
Senator Donnelly?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Senator Jackal?
Yes.
Senator Kelly? Senator Krutula?
Yes.
Senator Lehman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Little?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
No.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Rieger?
Yes.
Senator Helford?
Yes.
17 yeas, 3 nays.
Any member of the House wish to change their vote?
Any member of the Senate wish to change their vote? Would the secretary please announce the total?
54 yeas, 6 nays.
And so Ann K. Ruggles has been confirmed as a member of the Board of Game. Senator Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd move that the body rescind its action in confirming the nomination of Mr. Pauley based on the constitutional impropriety of him being voted upon at that particular time.
The question before the joint session is a rescinding motion on the confirmation of Ernest E. Pauley. Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, this does cause some concern on my part, because I, before any of this action started on the Board of Game, asked for an interpretation from the chair as to what we were going to do, because we had four vacancies and five members submitted. And you at that time ruled that we were going to vote on all five, and if all five were confirmed, they'd be sent to the governor. Seems to me now that some folks might have voted on the first individual with that assumption, and rescinding this action then means that people who voted knowing that all five members could be sent up have confirmed the first member when they may not have wanted to, by themselves, if you understand what I'm saying. It seems to me if we're going to rescind action, we should be rescinding action on both of them, or all five appointees, rescinding action, set the ground rules clearly so we know what we're doing when we vote on the first one. I think it's inappropriate for us to go back and rescind action on Mr. Polly after the fact, because the ground rules were laid clearly. The point of order, not very often I get a chance to support you, Mr. President. I'm not sure I want to do it very long. The point of order should have been raised before we began voting at all, because I did ask for the interpretation from the chair as to how you were going to handle it.
Well, it was my interpretation that essentially this joint session has the power to act if it chooses in either direction. And I didn't want to be ruling one direction or the other out of order. If it is the will of the joint session that you go back and rescind on both and not deal with these two or any other legitimate course of action, I would encourage you to make those motions. But I don't think that I want to rule from the chair in a joint session that a particular motion is out of order. And that was the choice I had on the Polly nomination or the Dietrichson nomination. Essentially, that has been left to the body as a unicameral body meeting together to decide that. In any way that it wants to be decided, if you wish to, you now have a rescinding motion on one of those people. If you wish a rescinding motion that combines both nominations, you could probably do that to try and reach the goal that you're looking at, Senator Duncan.
Here we have it, Ace.
Joint session will stand at ease.
No.
Mr. President.
You're playing with my microphone.
Will the joint session please come back to order? We have a motion before us by Senator Donnelly to rescind confirmation of Ernest E. Polly. Representative Davies.
Mr. President, I move to amend the rescission motion to include Jack Dietrichson.
So there's a motion to amend the rescinding motion to include Jack Dietrichson. There is objection. The first question before us would be on the amendment to the motion to rescind. Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. President. That was the reason I was going to rise to do the same thing, so I'll rise to support the motion to amend simply because of the comments that you made, Mr. President, as a presiding officer, as to how we were going to handle the situation at the very beginning. I think that the senator from Juneau very clearly outlined what I believe a number of us felt that you had outlined as the procedure here, and I think that to go back now and to just pull one of them would be an improper thing to do. It would be unfair to the members who may or may not have been operating under that premise. And I think the senator that made the original motion from Anchorage talked about separation of powers. Obviously, we've known about this issue for a long time and haven't done anything about it. And I think the separation of power issues should be handled by the third group, which is the court. So clearly, we'll have the separation of powers issue settled. So I would urge members to support that motion based